Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Well, you know what? There must be a reason why Jamie was sent to the morning show, because he was so good at fixing things and being able to, you know, ask the crowd, the listeners out there, you know, the faithful, how you would go about fixing it. And right now we are getting absolutely nothing. So I do think it's time to move on. The biggest suggestion that we've been able to
fixed,
get.
And I don't think most people watched it. I don't think anybody watched it.
I would agree.
Wait for the result. I didn't even plan to watch it. I was just waiting to find the damn results.
You would think at least a little bit that you would have gotten some section of Pistons fans tuning in just to see if there was even a remote possibility that they could get lucky. That's it.
Maybe they tuned it in and tuned it out because it was so god awful.
That could also be a part of the reason why.
But at least we got to see the continued, I'm not ready to say a dismantling of the King James. I am, there's some deterioration going on now.
Deterioration?
Mm-hmm.
Hold on.
I don't mean, of what? Of his legacy. And I don't mean in his game either. I do not mean in his game, not yet. But this is too many times now in that he cannot gather or rally his troops. And I know they have a lesser team than others have had, but they're not necessarily lesser than the Celtics, who are missing two of their top players and have a bunch of young guys. And yet, once again, and I'm saying this fully understanding that the series isn't necessarily over, okay? But I'm saying it when I watched that game last night, and I'm not going to make it a LeBron-Michael argument yet. But he does not instill in his team the edgy, nasty defensive disposition you need at times. It's like he does take time off. All right, I scored 21 points in the first quarter. Now I'm going to get others involved, sort of, but not really. And they took some terrible shots. And I'm not even going to say I was disappointed, because I don't care, but I wanted a tight game right down to the wire, and it wasn't. I do think that game, even though we finished with what, 42-12-10,
yeah.
Okay. I still say you can say that game was a notch on the negative sign for LeBron James.
Okay, let's phrase it like this. Can last night's game be held against LeBron James? He had a triple-double,
yes.
42 points, 12 assists, 10 rebounds. But the Cavs did lose, and let's be real, in that second half, they didn't put up a whole lot of fight. LeBron didn't end up getting more aggressive and trying to essentially will his team to a win. Had he had the same mentality he had in the first quarter, in the third quarter or fourth quarter, either of them, that would have been a game. It would have been at least an opportunity for the Cavs to somehow get one win in Boston. And he just simply didn't have it. The phone number is 248-539-9797. Ticket text is at 97136. The thing that bothers me, and I understand what you're saying, obviously, about, you know, LeBron trying to, you know, get his troops in line and make sure that they're playing at, you know, the level that you need to play at to get a big win on the road in the playoffs. LeBron can get whatever he wants, whenever he wants. And you saw that in the first quarter. Now, he knocked down, what, four threes, I believe, over the first, like, 12 minutes. And he had that miracle fadeaway three right in front of the Cavs bench right when the shot clock was winding down. So he did fall in love a little bit with the jump shot. But LeBron James can go to the rim, get fouled, or finish and make a bucket every single possession. If he wants to take over, especially on a team again in Boston that they don't have a guy that can completely shut him down. They have guys they can throw at him and alter his approach and be a little physical, but nobody's going to shut down LeBron James. The only way that they are going to win is if LeBron has that mentality he had in the first quarter last night. And for whatever reason, it was fleeting. It's almost like he said, you know what? I did enough. It's time for somebody else to step up and take
mine.
Over.
I got mine.
And the reality is, you know what? If you got to score 55 points to keep your team in a game and play every single minute, that's what you got to do. Like, I don't want to, I'm not trying to hold the roster against him, okay? Because the Cavs do have many holes. All of the trades that they made at the deadline, none of those guys are making a real impact outside of maybe George Hill. You could probably make that case. So I get there are deficiencies. But let's not act like the Boston Celtics are
the Warriors, right.
Or the Rockets. I mean, this is a team that should be beaten. This is a Boston team that is not ready to go to the NBA Finals, but it looks like they're going to because LeBron isn't stepping up and just simply putting his foot on their throat. He could do that if he wanted to. He's not.
248-539-9797, ticket text 97136. For all he did last night, can you still hold that game last night in an 0-2 series deficit against LeBron? I think you can. And here's my theory. I've had this theory for a while. I don't even know if I've espoused it on these airwaves, but because people do view me as anti-LeBron. I acknowledge his greatness, and I do think he's one of the top 10 players in history, something like that, somewhere around there. Okay.
Yeah, that's not a troll job.
But I think he's so obsessed with what people think of him and how they view him and where he stands and legacy. I think he's obsessed with triple doubles. I think he is. He's mentioned it before. Like when people have asked him, was it last year? You know,
yeah.
I don't know. I got a triple double. He's mentioned it a few times that he thinks that's what separates him, that he can be the greatest all around player. When who cares if you're as good at attacking as much as you should be able to attack? The assist will come or make somebody else be the rebounder. I honestly think he is obsessed with that stat and being the greatest all-around player.
Well, let's be real. I think there's a lot of players out there that are a little bit infatuated with it. Russell Westbrook and all the triple-doubles that he accumulates.
See?
When in reality, and I hate to be too unfair to some of the players now, even though I do think the game itself is actually 1,000 times better than it was 40 years ago, it's easier to get triple-doubles now.
Yes, it is, of course.
Like, you have guys, like, your job for some players is to go out there and do everything. Whereas in the past, that wasn't the case. You had some bulldogs. You had a 4 and a 5 that were supposed to go out there and gobble up, you know, every single rebound. Like, if you had a LeBron James or a Russell Westbrook playing for the Pistons, playing next to or with Andre Drummond, it would be harder to get a triple-double. And that's what guards were playing with every single, you know, game and with every single team that they were on. There were big guys who had one role and one specific job, and that was to gobble up rebounds. So those are more available, not to mention everybody can score, so you get an assist for, you know, ridiculously long three just because you pass the guy the ball. I don't know that he's obsessed with the triple-double, to your point. I think he's obsessed with the excuse.
Yeah, like if my teammates look as bad as they look, then I won't get as much blame.
He has, not triple-double or not, he can point to the stat sheet and the box score, and most people out there will say, you know what? Gosh, LeBron did everything he possibly could, you know? His teammates got to step up. And I think he enjoys that aspect of it as opposed to him, I just got to get a triple-double and my job is done. Does that make sense?
I think they kind of go hand in hand. And the other thing, too, is do you blame him for the Cavaliers always have this, not always, but often have this lack of defensive disposition? And, it, you know, he's supposed to be the leader, the alpha male, the guy. And I know they're not set up to be a great defensive team at all, but completely meager effort in the fourth quarter last night.
Yeah, but look at some of the guys who are his running mates, okay? And I understand what you're saying. You know, you should be able to, during the playoffs at least, get up to a certain level, especially on the defensive end. Otherwise, you're going to get killed like they are right now against the Celtics. But Kyle Korver,
yeah,
not a great athlete. What is he? What has he been known for? Being a three-point shooter.
Yeah, right, that's
it. And a lookalike to Ashton Kutcher. That's mm-hmm. about it, okay? J.R. Smith, J.R. Swish. He's an offensive guy. He just wants to go out there and shoot threes. That's his quote-unquote role. You know, to me, and this was something actually that came up around the trade deadline, a guy like Avery Bradley, a bulldog on the ball type of defender, would have been huge for the Cavaliers.
That's a good point.
Instead, he's surrounding himself, and really Dan Gilbert and the Cavs are surrounding LeBron James with a bunch of guys that can only score. That's it. Kevin Love even isn't a great defender. He has no interest in being out there on the defensive end. You have to find some guys like Boston has, like a Marcus Smart, who's going to go out there
Smart
and defend.
Is tremendous.
Buy in and lock up. What the Cavs have, you have a bunch of veterans that have relied on their offensive ability their entire career. They don't want to check people.
And do we put that on LeBron, the composition of the roster?
I can't put that all
on LeBron. I think partly on LeBron, certainly.
Yes.
He likes his guys, likes to have his guys,
and
J.R. Smith.
And this will kill, you know, part of my point, but let's be real. He got J.R. Smith paid. He got Tristan Thompson paid. He wanted Kevin Love instead of Andrew Wiggins. I understand how people can go to that extent with it. But 248-539-9797. Ticket text is at 97136. LeBron James gets his coveted triple-double last night in the loss to the Celtics. Is it possible to still hold last night's loss against LeBron James, even though he puts up those numbers? We actually both agree on this, but for different reasons. We'll get to some of your phone calls coming up. 97.1.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.